You ever have one of those conversations with someone where you realize partway through, wow, I am never going to be able to complain about anything ever again because this person has gone through crazy trials and has come out ahead? Well, that's the topic for today's podcast, and it's all about how we can use that to embrace the entrepreneurial mindset. Thanks for tuning in to The Entrepreneurial Mindset. I'm your host, Stephen Carter, and this podcast is about understanding what it means to think like an entrepreneur and how we can master those skills and attributes to ultimately prove successful in any walk of life. And that means understanding overcoming difficulty. It means understanding the role of hardship. It means understanding adversity. And that's why my conversation with Jonathan Sams was so incredible. I mean, here I was given the opportunity to sit in the room with someone who has faced adversity since the age of 14 when he was first diagnosed with cancer. And now, having survived cancer 3 times, I was able to hear directly from him some of the lessons that he has taken away and how those lessons ultimately made him stronger. I think perhaps the thing that was most striking and what I took away from this in such a powerful way was this idea that overcoming difficulty is about going through the everyday as if that day is awesome. This is one of the first things that Jonathan Sams said to me in our conversation. He said, look, Stephen, every day is an awesome day, but it is up to us to live up to it. Now, I was sitting across the table from a man who, right after his most recent bout of cancer, just a year ago, while still in the hospital, his chemotherapy barely over, he decided to walk a marathon. Now, allow me to explain. A marathon, as in 26.2 miles. This individual set it upon himself to walk a marathon in the halls of his hospital while recovering from chemotherapy. In other words, at the point at which his body was the weakest, the point at which it would have been more than acceptable for him just to rest, just to take it easy, he decided it would be best to walk an entire marathon. And in so doing, he inspired not only the nurses and the staff, but he inspired people nationwide through this movement. And ultimately, this cuts to the core of what is meant by the entrepreneurial mindset. You see, one of the things that Jonathan Sams told me, he looked at me and very emphatically put his palms on the table. And he said, Stephen, people paint themselves into circles of incapacity. People paint themselves into circles of incapacity. And in those few words, Jonathan Sams ultimately defined a fixed mindset. And that's just it. A fixed mindset is a choice. It is not something that we are forced into. It is not something that we are born with. It's something that we choose. Now, sometimes it's chosen for us and we simply choose to go along with it. Maybe this happens early on in our education when we're told that we're not good enough for something or that something is a little too difficult for us. We begin to paint that circle. And that circle is incapacity, believing that we do not have the capacity to thrive in that area. But the more that we paint, the more the layers of paint accumulate, and we create a prison for ourselves, the prison of the fixed mindset. Now, listeners to this podcast know that I am obsessive about growth, directed growth, and that the growth mindset is foundational to what it means to think like an entrepreneur. If we have a growth mindset and grit, if we can redefine failure and seek opportunity, then we are ready to thrive in the uncertainty of the world. We will thrive in the volatility and the ambiguity. And it comes down to a mindset. But the mindset requires a growth mindset, believing that we can improve in any area with time, dedication, and effort. We'll talk about effort. When you're looking at someone who walked a marathon in the hall of his hospital after chemotherapy for his 3rd time being diagnosed with cancer, you tend to listen. And when he tells you that people paint themselves into circles of incapacity and that that creates a fixed mindset, you tend to listen. But here's the great thing about paint. You can grab some paint thinner and erase it. You can begin to brush it out. You can scrape it away. It is not fixed in place. We can do something about it. Jonathan Sams has made it his life's mission to help people break out of these circles, to help them free themselves from this fixed mindset. And I got to tell you, that is inspiring to hear from a man who has overcome so much adversity in his life. It reminds me in a way of that famous children's book, and I love this book so much. It's Harold and the Purple Crayon. Now, some of you might remember this story. Harold has, of course, a purple crayon, and he begins to draw things. And as he draws them, he manifests them into reality. And he draws forests and scary creatures. And he goes on adventures. And these adventures take him into the world. And the adventures are not inherently safe. The adventures aren't limited or constrained to a room or even a canvas on which he paints. The adventures are the adventures that he makes himself with the aid of his purple crayon. And that crayon is such a wonderful metaphor for a growth mindset. You see, when we discover that we have a growth mindset, what we discover is that we are holding the crayon, we are holding the paintbrush, and the beautiful realization is we are not limited to the canvas directly in front of our face. We have the entire world to paint. We have the entire world to color with our purple crayon. That's the beauty of the entrepreneurial mindset. It is a freeing idea. It is about seeking opportunity. And that does mean that there is danger. That does mean that there is adversity. You want to talk about adversity? That means that walking a marathon is hard enough, but walking it while surviving chemotherapy after your third cancer diagnosis, that's adversity. But understanding that life is beautiful, life is an adventure, life is awesome, that's part of the entrepreneurial mindset. And when I left that conversation with Jonathan Sams, I left changed. I left empowered. I left realizing, you know what? The things that I complain about, the things that frustrate me, those moments of adversity that I look at, well, for one thing, I can't really complain about them anymore because I just have to remember Jonathan Sams and what he's gone through. But the fact that he has gone through it and come out saying, it is about a growth mindset. It is about making the day awesome. That is inspiring. And that is the heart of the entrepreneurial mindset.